Welcome back to the iHealth channel, iHealth Radio, the ABC Network, new day, new show. Not new faces, actually. We have a comeback of a whole team. This is a comeback of a great team that actually has launched their own show on the network a few months ago. And it's live every week. And we're going to talk about all that and the work that's been done to get them there. And really, the content is awesome. And so, just follow our feed and check them out and listen to those discussions that they bring about. But so, without any further ado, I have a whole team of Echo This, the podcast and the talk show. Welcome, ladies. How you been?
Great. Hi.
Yeah.
Welcome. Thank you.
So I have Amy, I have Debbie, I have Lisa, I have Michaela. So it's a full team, and they each and every one of them, first of all, I think they're in different states and different places. So we are feeding right now from all over. And but they really Echo has been, we've had a show about a year ago, and I just loved actually the message, and they love the message that they decided to take this on the road for a bigger piece. And they actually did, put in a whole new podcast together, and it's weekly. And if you listen to those discussions, they're awesome. And they also wrote a book. And so we're going to talk today about all the achievements since the last show and all the impact that is really sought, from this particular venture of these lovely ladies. So who wants to start, about the journey in terms of like where you started the whole work and the podcast and the book? Let's go there.
Well, I am so grateful that we started, and I'm Amy Weishaus, a lifelong educator. My background actually is in the New York City area where I taught high school for my career, English and journalism. And here we were, we're all teachers. We're all learners, and I mean teachers in the global sense. And we found each other in a course that we were taking to improve our skills. And we gravitated to one another. We were total strangers. And we found that because of our alignment of purpose, our alignment of messages, we found that we had something bigger together. So we reached out and we started echoing each other and saying, wow, this sounds like we could be stronger together. And this is how we got here. And of course, H, you're a like-minded person with similar intentions and visions for the world and a better health, a better life, happiness and joy for everybody and play. So that's how we came together. We're kind of walking the talk that by reaching out to those around you in simple ways, total strangers become lifelong colleagues and collaborators and friends.
Yeah, Amy. Well, I just wanted to say one thing. I think I still believe that you have not physically met the four of you, have you?
Three of us have.
Oh, three of us. Okay. I've met three of you. All right. So that's good. So we get in there soon enough, we'll be in one room together, right? That would be great. But that's amazing though, right? I mean, you've done the work remotely and you're still coordinating together, and it is flawless. I have to say I'm impressed. You guys are doing it, you put in all the content, and you have even guests now. It is really a whole, it's really just you get in the real process to the toot. It's really working nicely and smoothly. Now Lisa, you're on my screen right now, so let's talk about how do you see this whole journey since we met the last time and the progress that you guys have achieved as a team?
Well, I'm really happy with our progress. We've done so much together, and it's been playful. So, and that's really what I'm all about. I'm a speaker, consultant, and author. And what I do is I leverage the power of humor, gamification, and play to enhance collaboration, increase engagement, and maximize productivity. And that was really my part in the book and the part that I played. And we also, to Michaela's point, when the three of us met, it was Amy, Michaela, and I that met in person. And Debbie also was virtual with us. We all did TEDx talk on our individual topics as well. So we've done so much. We've done the book, we've done the TEDx, we're doing the show. So just, we're really playing together in every sense of the word. We're not at a playground, but in our minds, we're at a playground. You know what I mean?
Well, it's a great playground. And you really are sharing super values. I mean, I listen to the shows, obviously. Like, you know, so when I'm driving, I'm always on the radio. So I'm always, that's what I play. I don't play other radios. I'll just play ours. We have one, right? As well. I have to be the first consumer. And, you know, and really, like, I sometimes, even when I do the shows, I don't, it's not the same when you listen to the show than when you're actually in the show. So you kind of absorb more information. Like, and I find myself like catching up on a lot of things, you know, on those replays. And I listen to every week when it's posted, you know, I listen to it. And it's just, you know, I mean, I know, especially the ones with the lock, and, you know, there's a lot of good ones out there that, you know, a lot of discussions, you know, I mean, but it's really, again, conversations of hope, right? I mean, it's like, you know, you're sharing things that people can really take to the bank. I mean, we live in a world that is crazy. And, you know, I keep repeating that. Everybody's kind of like, no. I mean, I think if someone says that is not the case, you know, they're probably not living in the real world, right? But this world is just a lot of nut stuff going on. I mean, health, food, wars. I mean, you name it. It's just not, it's sad, right? It's all the bad stuff. Our job, you know, together as a team here, or, you know, and everybody else that is out there trying to do good, is really to make a difference in people's lives. And hopefully we can just touch some people. And I think we are. That's the thing. Like, every day you touch one person, that you're making a difference. Now, we're probably touching a lot more, but the idea is that if we can make that one person see the difference, feel the difference, and act on it and be better, that's going to be, you know, a huge, you know, achievement. Now, again, you are taking time from your own lives. You are taking time from your busy worlds and kind of putting it together. And I know it's not easy. I mean, listen, having a show as you, I've had actually, you know, some shows that didn't make it, you know, because there are too many people involved in the process. Because sometimes it's a lot more to coordinate, and there's opinions, there's this and that. But you guys seem to have it synchronized in a way that is unusual or ideal, I would say. Because I tell you, I mean, I see it, like how you present and how you switch the roles, who's actually the moderators. You have a whole unique process that is working, and it's kind of, you know, really, it's a good process. It's not like, you know, it's all over the place where, you know, everybody's like over talking. It's like, it looks like it's pretty coordinated. You have your stuff, which takes a lot of work. I mean, most of the podcasts are kind of ad hoc discussions, right? But you guys have it like literally, you know, it's more like a moderated discussion, you know, a meeting of sorts. It's different, but it really delivers the message correctly. And each one gets a chance to actually share their value. Michaela, you're on the screen now. Let's talk about, you know, your experience with this.
I think we've had an amazing journey or adventure and exploring what we want to do together and work together and collaborate and connect, even though it's been through, you know, maybe not what would be seen as not the best, but like the most easiest logistical way, you know, but that's the wonder of the modern age we live in with technology. You can meet people and do things that were never done before when you live in different corners of the world. And here we are, you know, we're all in different places. And I think we're really doing what we set out to do, that we believe in what we said we were going to do, because we are echoing not only our individual messages, but our collective message of wanting to provide the world with empowering conversations that give hope, to provide the opportunity, and giving people not just the overall idea of that, but how to break it down to actually achieve it for yourself so that you can be more playful and come up with solutions so that you can find the joy and the happiness and understand and relate to the person next to you and be your own advocate in whatever area of your life, to include health. And in all of those things, hopefully going from where you're at in your journey may not be the best season, but going to the process of going to the next season that's going to have better days ahead and thriving. Or if you're in a good season right now, finding more ways to keep always improving what you want and designing your own life to live your best life.
Ooh, that's quite a bit. So yeah, we haven't heard from Debbie. So Debbie, you know, your views of where, you know, you are today. I mean, since the beginning of this journey, and I know you're also, you know, an active member, and especially on the tech side, you know, so how has it been for you? And you know, what, so let's go there first.
Well, I think that the important thing for us to understand is that it's not just our words that are showing you an empowering way. It's also our work. We're doing it ourselves. When I think about what we've accomplished will be 2 years this month that we met one another and really started working together as a collaborative. And we've created Echo This. We've done a TED Talk, all of us. We have created a book. And now we're doing Echo This, the radio show. And none of us would be doing all of this separately. It took a collaborative. And by collaborating and working together and having resources that you can share with other people and support them and help them lift them up when they're down, when they're sick, when they're struggling with a, you know, a joke they're trying to write. Can you help me out? Look at it. You know, there's so many ways that we work together. And this is possible for anyone. And that's why we do this, because we're not doing something that is so unique that no one else can do that. That's why we go and educate on this. And this is why we speak on this, to give you the tools that you need. You can work with us collectively, or you can work with us individually. That's one of the things, is that we're not afraid of sharing everything we know with one another, because we know where our lane is, where we work, and that's how we help develop them, and they learn a lot. We've helped one another in so many aspects here. It's truly amazing.
It is. Now, again, I've followed the journey since we met the first time, and I know when we had the first show, it was just like such a powerful one that I actually, you know, I mean, I think I encouraged this, the whole thing, because I you had it and you were able to do it. And that's exactly what it is. And you needed, you know, a way, you know, through where you can promote this stuff. You know, we are available. By the way, you know, now that you're established, I mean, the sky's the limit. You know, you can be all over the place, you know, with the shows, because they're really powerful shows. We have them in the network. We have them on the podcast. And by the way, it's not just radio, because you're really on the radio. You're on the podcast. You're on the actual video feed of the NBC network. We're on Rumble. We're all over the place. I mean, the only place we're not right now, well, actually, we will be back, is YouTube, because they did take down my YouTube channel because of the content, you know, that doesn't meet their guidelines, because we talk about real stuff in healthcare. But that's another story. You know, as of last week, they took the original NBC network, you know, feed down, and we have a new one that is up that is going to be curated, so we don't fall back again. But you know, unfortunately, these platforms, they kind of filter out some of the content they don't want, you know, because they don't want public, I guess, to hear it. But in the radio, on the podcast, on the Rumble, on Roku, and all the other stuff, you know, people can watch. And eventually, we'll be all over any smart TV. People can download, you know, and watch the network and get the content and the show. So, but your stuff is really now taking, you know, a nice little, I guess, taking off. And it's really powerful stuff. Now, I think you're up to 11 episodes right now in your show. I think the 12th is coming up for the upcoming week, right? If I'm not mistaken.
We are not going to have 12 this week ready, so we'll be doing a replay. Okay. Which I think is a good thing, because what we were doing at the beginning, we were just starting and no one really were even aware that we were there. So I think having a replay of some of our earlier podcasts is a really good thing. So that they can just, you know, get to know us a little bit better.
Well, thank you. I mean, well, the good news is, remember, on the radio, they replay anyways every 4 weeks. You know, the shows replay if there is no new one that's up. But also on the network, I mean, on Facebook, on LinkedIn, on all the other stuff, those things are replaying, you know, for weeks. I mean, actually, yours, I think it's going like 25 or 26 weeks in each episode. That's how they play. So Facebook, people can watch this over and over, you know, each one of those shows until, you know, they get the content and they can share and all that. Same thing on the Evergreen stuff, which is all the other platforms where people can just click and watch whenever, you know, on demand, as well as on the podcast. So, you know, Spotify, Apple, iTunes, you know, I mean, we're about 50 literally feeds right now where people can listen to this, and, you know, also on the website. So people can, you know, iHealth Radio or the NBC network, they can just watch in all the channels and, or even listen on the radio there. So there's plenty of places where people can get this. They can download the app as well, you know, to listen to this. And again, it replays. So every Wednesday at 5 PM, the show is up. So hopefully, you know, we'll get more traction. Also, there's downloads and downloads at both sides. There is actually a full feed that is just Echo This, the podcast. So they can actually, you know, download that directly. Or if they go to the NBC feed as well on all the platforms, they can also download it there. So there is plenty of opportunity, and it's worldwide, which means a lot of people are getting this no matter where they are, they can get it. And again, as you said, you know, when it's new, and, you know, people need to get a feel for the show and the content, and you're going to get the audience that's actually deserving the message. But your message is global. Your message is actually powerful, and the discussions are. And you've touched on a lot of things already. I mean, we talked about the luck. We talked about AI. You've talked about quite a bit, about just, how things, can work in the real world. I mean, it's amazing. And really, you're empowering people with your content and your messaging. And again, by the way, I know I still owe you the TED Talks to be, promoted. We haven't put them out yet. I just haven't got to them. But they will be eventually, also on the air, so people can listen to those discussions, and they were powerful as well. But at the end of the day, I mean, you've put in a whole great show, and in little time, because it takes a lot. I mean, I know this is not something you just do overnight. I mean, it's planning, and I know the way you do and the way you structure. I mean, it's written down. It's structured. You have the whole thing. I mean, it's not as simple. So again, I commend you for the work and really for doing it. I mean, it's and I think you believe in that mission. That's the other thing. I mean, your belief is there.
Definitely, we believe in it. And one of the things I would say is that, it's we all still have individual families and lives that we run and have to attend to. We have jobs. We all have different things that we're focusing on. And it's, like we've been taking some time off now to promote the book and to do giveaways and stuff and why we couldn't record. You don't stop and think about when you start saying we're going to put a show out every week and all the work that it goes into it. And that's how committed we are to it.
Well, Debbie, I mean, I have to say, I mean, again, a lot of podcasts, I mean, some do once a month, some do every other week. I mean, it depends. And I get it. Things happen. I mean, when you're one person, it's probably easier to plan. But when you have to coordinate with multiples, I mean, it's just difficult because everybody's got their own. I mean, life does pull us apart. I mean, just to give you an example, in the last 2 weeks, believe it or not, while the 9/11, 10 were coming up, I was actually in the hospital with my mom. And it was very, and I was not at the studio, so it was very difficult to actually publish and all that stuff while we are there. So it was, a little bit of a, work to be done. But we did it. They did come on time. And, because the editing part, could not happen. The original stuff can be, but, to edit it with all the work that requires a little bit more. But we did actually air on the radio, and eventually now it's all over the place. So we caught up. But it is, life happens, and, it's very difficult, to sometimes just navigate it. But you've done it. You are doing it. Now the book, I want to talk a little bit about the book, because you started with the idea of Echo, and then it became Echo This, the show, and then the book came in. So was it actually post the actual show, or was it before the show that the book was actually being discussed?
I believe before. We started that process probably, over a year ago of putting that together, guys, because I think we started talking about, I'm actually the culprit and to blame for that little project, because I'm... we've all written, but I mean, I'm fixing to be at a book event today showing all my books. But anyway, I think I suggested it, and then we started working on it. And I think we started really working on it, February of 2023. So it's been over a year. So maybe a little bit before.
So the book really was even before the actual shows have started. And I guess it was on the same time, but I mean, the shows are 11 weeks in. The book's definitely, was, because it takes a lot of time to put it together and then get it published and all the stuff. I do have the copy. I have to say, I haven't read it yet, but I just literally been caught up with so many things. But I promise I will. And I love those books. I mean, I get them, quite from quite a few of the guests, and, they're so powerful. I mean, I encourage everyone that's watching or listening right now to really get a copy of that book. And the link will be also on this particular show, so people can reach out. And I see you guys on the social posting about the book and all the stuff as well. And you know what? It's the same thing. It's a message, and you're having it in writing for people. You have it all, as a voice, through the show. And, again, we just live in a world that people need to hear these messages. So I want to just to expand a little bit. Any one of you ladies can jump in about the core content of the Book of Echo, just to share with them, what the expectations are from the book.
Well, the core content, if everyone is very clear on it, that the letters in Echo stand for empowering conversations of hope and opportunity. And that is basically our mission, to spark conversations, because people are not really talking a lot, and they're not talking about the important things. And what is important? I always think of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The pursuit of happiness and joy are woven into the fabric of our country and in our hearts and emblazoned in our minds and in our hearts. And this is a birthright. This is something that we truly believe, but it's not something that you could say, well, I'll be happy when the kids are out of the house, you know, when they're grown. Or think about how we procrastinate and we put off our happiness. When I get that promotion, I'll have a better lifestyle. My health will improve. I'll have more leisure time. No, the time is now. And, you know, I listened to H echoing us because in echoing us, you empower us to validate our mission. And we want everybody who's listening to be the one who empowers others. That's the whole mission. Debbie shares what struggles she went through for decades with her health. We all have similar health stories that we overcame. And it's about telling people that through working together, acknowledging one another, we can succeed in ways we never thought possible. And I found this wonderful quote. It's by the philosopher Voltaire, but it says, appreciation is a wonderful thing. It makes what is excellent in others belong to us as well. So when we get to discover the person next to us who we never talked to, or maybe, you know, didn't even realize was there, we can appreciate their excellence. And in turn, we can grow and we could just continue to motivate, educate. Lisa's all about edutainment, educating through entertainment and play. And we've lost our childlike joy for living. And my premise is we have an obligation. It's an obligation to create joy. And we can do that just with the words we say to someone, just by sharing a really transparent episode in our lives. We can create joy that gets exponentially paid forward. And it's a legacy that lasts forever. We don't really understand how we hold back from stepping into our power.
That's quite a bit there. Well, first of all, you know, I have to say, Amy, you always start, when you introduce yourself, you always say that I'm an educator and a learner, which actually that's powerful because, you know, you as a true educator, you also always keep learning and you're always learning, you know, the new stuff and you share in value. And that's a big one. The quote from Voltaire that you just mentioned about appreciation. I mean, the appreciation of gratitude in general, right, is a powerful tool that sometimes we don't use enough of. I think sometimes people kind of don't look at that as a powerful tool. But saying thank you and being appreciative of the people around you and the people that affect your life and are really there for you. Sometimes you need people and you can't even find them. I mean, listen, I've gone through like last 2 weeks, I said, with my mom, you know, I would have thought that I had more people reach out, you know, to say, you know, how is she doing? And didn't have that. And I can tell you, like, it does, you do feel like, you know, sometimes like a bad feeling about like, why is it people not appreciating, you know, just this lady that's actually been in so many people's lives. Just an example. But the fact is, when you feel that, I mean, I appreciate you guys, ladies, and you know, I appreciate the work you do because I know that you're making a difference. And again, we're aligned in the mission. And by the way, these shows will echo over and over on the network, you know, for years, and the legacy will remain. And frankly, that's really what it is. You know, at the end of the day, one day, you know, all what's going to be left, you know, behind us is these shows, right? And in this life, someone will benefit from them. Doesn't matter today, tomorrow, you know, 50 years from now, someone will actually get a message that's like from the past that's going to make a difference for them. And really, we don't know who needs this message of hope and these conversations and empowerment any given day. Like sometimes, you know, you just need to hear something. And you're like, oh, that's a sign, you know, like literally we all have that, right? You know, and believe me, it doesn't fail. As a matter of fact, you know, you just look at it like, wow, I needed that today. Mm-hmm. And it's there's no coincidences in the world, right? I mean, this meeting didn't happen for you guys ad hoc. It was meant to happen. Our connection was meant to happen. You guys being on the network was meant to happen. And really, that's all there is. I mean, all I did is I had an idea to create a network. And really, I figured like there's a possibility that other people would have a message that we can share to the world. And it's not about hurricanes, it's not about you guys. It's just about, you know, what we can do to help. And if, and you know, like I do have like the recurring show with Dr. Haim, and we always talk about like, if we can change the world one person at a time, you know, one piece at a time, you know, it can make a big difference. And, you know, sometimes we can even make somebody's life so great and we don't even know it. And, you know, frankly, I don't even need to know, but we know that there's somebody out there that's actually going to get a good day, you know, from maybe a word, an expression, you know, a message that, you know, you ladies have shared. And that's all there is. I mean, you know, and there's a great satisfaction knowing that that work is out there. You know, when you write a book, I mean, historically, people wrote books and we have knowledge today because of them. Imagine if these folks, you know, 3,000 years, 2,000 years, 1,000 years, Voltaire, all these folks, if they didn't exist, we wouldn't have their messages. We wouldn't have the information. That quote that, you know, Amy just shared right now, wouldn't have that, right? But imagine your quote now, your work, your words in that book, Echo, is going to be out there somewhere, and someone's going to get that book to read it and learn from it. So amazing. I know, Lisa, you're on my screen right now. So let's see, you know, what else can you tell us about the book?
Well, I think it's important to make sure that we talk about how we laid the book out, because we use play up front with kind of going back to talking about how play isn't just for children, because it's a crucial part of adult life as well, and the benefits that it offers. So it's like my story that I share takes people back to their childhood. Remember when you were five, like you were more creative, you took more risk, you were experimenting. So taking people back and how play is portrayed as a method for coping, healing, and celebrating. And we really illustrate that and how it has a profound impact on both your personal and your professional success. And then as we move through the next chapter, chapter two, we talk about how play can be transformative. And that's where we talk about the play and the gamification and how that has the power to heal and transform. And it's beyond entertainment or edutainment. It goes way beyond that. So making sure that you can navigate through your life's challenges. And then I talk about my brain tumor, what happened with me. So I'm sharing that personal story, but how using play helped me heal. And other people can do the same thing with play to overcome adversity. And then the last chapter that I contributed was chapter three. And that was really playing for a better future. And that talks about how we can use games and laughter to drive conversations that we have about social issues and as well as promoting change. So really, each of those chapters highlight the philosophy that we can integrate play into various aspects of our lives, whether it be personal or professional, and then it moves on. So I will hit that off to our next author for chapter four.
So we heard from Amy about the book and for Lisa. So who else wants to chime in on the book? And by the way, I do have to say, Lisa, your work is such phenomenal in terms of like just how to use the education and entertainment combined. I mean, because it makes knowledge a lot easier absorbed, and you know, and that's a very cool talent to have, and also a cool way to actually share information. And your story that, you know, and what you put in the book, it is also inspiring, because I mean, someone literally could be, you know, using that particular tool to actually, you know, alleviate whatever they're going through right now. And it doesn't matter what age. And, you know, I love the inner child piece too, because I mean, we all have some of that in ourselves. Yes. Doesn't matter how old you are. Your child is still there, and you're, you know, sometimes we long to have, you know, having that person, you know, out, and, you know, we have that sometimes in parties, right? So, but you know, usually life comes in and it kind of becomes this monotonous and just like, you know, difficult, you know, space. But we do have our cores, and you know, hopefully we can tap into that. So I guess it's up to Debbie or Michaela to chime in on the book right now.
Well, I would say for, you know, in general, because we do play so much with everything that we do, I have a pocket full of characters that I have used and carried along with me through my life journeys. So I'm very much Alice in Wonderland. And so I'm very curious and want to always know what's behind that door and understand. And if I hadn't have been that way, I wouldn't have been able to improve my health. So learning that you can actually be your own best health partner is where we start in the book, and understanding you need to learn to advocate for yourself. And then, you know, I became Princess in the Pea when I had the serious accident of a coffee cup hitting my foot. and short-circuiting my nervous central system. And then I was able to find cannabis and eventually fix that. But for decades, I lived in chronic pain of 10, and I have walked that journey and know what it is to come through and improve your health. And that is by being playful, being curious, being willing to go back to being a kid. We talk about so much in all of our shows. We talk about kids in every show and returning to that curiosity, not being afraid of things. You'd have to have caution, but, you know, knowing what doors to look for and allow yourself to be open to the change. And lastly, it's about understanding there is no one that knows you better than yourself. No one. And if you don't feel like you know yourself, take the time to get to know yourself. And we give you the tools through the book to do that. So regardless of what you're facing in life, every one of us have written something that you can take today and use for your quality of life to improve it, your health, give you joy, bring you happiness, allow you to play games more freely, and then to deal with the dark side sometimes, which is death and divorce and things like that.
Well, David, thank you. And, you know, it's funny because I've listened to a few shows, and I know that you do the cannabis education and all the stuff, and, you know, knowing that you actually literally use that for your own healing and it works. I mean, that gives a whole different aspect. And we've had a few shows about cannabis because a lot of people don't see it the way it's supposed to be seen. And it's really good for pain management and for a lot of other things. And it is a thing today. I mean, everywhere, you know, it's becoming more accessible at different levels. It depends what state you're in and so on and so forth. But it is powerful. And, you know, and I love what you said about the concept of, you know, your stories, right? You have different characters based on a lot of things that you've experienced in life, you know, and 30 years of different levels of chronic, it is not a pecan, especially when you claim it as a 10. I mean, that's, I just can imagine a minute, you know, out of 10, you know, pain ratio. I mean, imagine, you know, I mean, true story. So we were at the hospital with my mom, and she said she claimed she had an 8, and they had the whole full response team come up. And literally, you know, they thought, you know, she was having a heart attack. And we had like 12 people in the room with the crash cart and, you know, x-ray machines and stuff, you know, and that just to show you, like, when you say 8, now you were at 10. I mean, that's a terrible, you know, level of pain that someone could be at. But I guess you've overcome that through, you know, research and, you know, using the right tools. But also, I think the mind power is important here, because I think it takes a lot of power to actually overcome this and be able to reach and be able to find solutions that work. And you did.
Well, and I want to say, I gave doctors 3 decades to do what I did, and they couldn't do it. So, you know, being willing to be go off and explore and take different paths and look at other things. I'm not going to say it's cannabis all alone, but if I had not met cannabis and had not learned that I have an ECS and giving me the ability to build my internal compass to guide me, because it guides every single piece of you, your ECS does, and everybody's born with this system. And I'm medically trained, and I never learned that. And I had to learn it through cannabis. And doing that is such an amazing experience, and you get to know who you are. But it takes understanding and understanding yourself, because your ECS is unique to you, just like cannabis will be unique to you. But when we're talking about serious health conditions like this, being able to eliminate 28 pharmaceuticals, being willing to not need oxygen 24 hours a day or a caregiver 24 hours a day, that is huge. These things are possible if you're willing to learn. That's the key. You have to learn. And that's what this is all about. And normalizing this conversation. Because there's so many places, just like you're finding yourself shut down on YouTube, I find myself the same place because of the conversations that I have. Find myself shut down on Instagram at times. So I want to normalize this conversation, because this is a system we are all born with. Everybody should know about it, and everybody should know how to engage with it.
Well, Debbie, just for our audiences, ECS stands for?
Endocannabinoid system.
So, by the way, everyone has that system. It is part of who we are. And actually, we've had these discussions in previous shows. But I just want to clarify for today's audiences, you know, because it is important. And actually, to be honest with you, I didn't even know until we started having discussions with experts in cannabis and you know, people that actually, you know, work in producing some of these products in the marketplace and CBD and all stuff. And frankly, when you hear about it, like it's been with us all along. We just have to tap into it. And we are not. Now, of course, there's the taboos discussion. There's all these things. The good news is I think the world is coming up, you know, to a better place. I mean, there are things that are bad about social media, but there's definitely a lot of good, you know, plays, you know, for social media. And it gives a voice to people to share value. And there's audiences. That's the other thing. Not everybody is going to listen to everything, but people seek what they want and what they need and what they're looking for. And you can find information in any one of those platforms. And to your point, I mean, sometimes, yeah, your voice gets shut down, but if we do it correctly, you know, you can still be able to share that value without having to be censored and stuff. And you're going against the, it's just a matter of how diplomatic you want to be and how you want to place it. But, you know, and you got to learn that on the hard way sometimes, and that's all there is. But, you know, again, your experience, I mean, you said it, 30 years of difficult times with high meds and stuff. And again, literally, I just finished the show before this talking about like ultimate health. And, you know, a lot of it is you get sick, you get meds, they fix the symptoms, but, you know, you're not really fixed and the root is still there. So by addressing the root cause of any of our health problems, then things will be better for us. And sometimes it takes different ways to do it. And whether it's going through natural, you know, aspect of things, and cannabis is natural. It's been actually, you know, used for centuries, it's not new. But it's just, you know, now there's industries that are interested in it, and it kind of makes, you know, a little bit of, you know, more of an impact as it's needed, and it changes things. Well, so thank you, Debbie. Now, anyone, Michaela?
That leads up perfectly to what was I'm the third section in the book, so chapter 7, 8, and 9, where I agree with everything that's being said. I echo it. It takes curiosity and willing to learn to unlock the doors. And I talk about what it was like to live a journey of going through disability from birth, divorce at 26 and 05, and then death of my beloved husband in 2017. And so I've had a lot of undoors that I could have stayed in it and been defined by those circumstances, but I'm not really good at that. I choose to define it for myself and look for my own answers and figure out how I can. If I can't move the mountain, then what can I do to overcome it or go around it or under it or through it or whatever? So navigating through these doors so that you're not just surviving, but you're learning to thrive to have the life you want. And in that, I talk about a system. So I talk about the circumstance, the journey. Then I talk about how I came up with this idea in the second chapter in my part. And then I provide the system of what I've used. I put it in the context of grief, of finding grace through grief, but it really could apply to just about anything in life. So that's what I did.
Well, that's powerful stuff. I mean, you know, you've enumerated some serious, you know, hurdles in life. And many people sometimes don't come back from these heavy duty, you know, bumps on the road in life. And I think everyone in life is going to experience some sort of hardship in one way or the other. It's how we deal with it. Unfortunately, some people deal with it the wrong way, or they just don't have the tools to deal with it the right way. And I believe that what you guys are sharing can give those tools to people so they don't have to go the wrong way and make some wrong decisions. They can say, well, hey, listen, it can be fixed. We have an opportunity. And I think with the positive messaging, with sharing some of the values and things that you've used in yourselves, you know, I think that can make a difference in somebody's, you know, opportunity in life, because we all face things and there's two ways, like, oh my God, the world hates me. And, you know, why is it happening to me? And, you know, it's the dark place and I'm done. Or I can say, well, there is a light at the end of the tunnel. There's many people that have experienced this and, you know, they've been able to come out of the tunnel nicely, you know, and we're able to actually make it through. Well, I can do the same thing. So it changes the dynamics. And again, it's all about mindset, right? And so what you are pushing as a team is that we can have the hope, we can have a positive mindset, and we can still be, you know, conquering these challenges of life. And it makes a difference in someone. I think, again, it's all, when you go to therapy, for example, right? You know, you just want someone to listen to you and maybe give you a solution. Now, these sessions, these shows, I mean, they're not therapy, but they do provide some of the, you know, similar stories. So at least you can ease up, because when you hear someone is experienced the same or had the same experiences, it makes it a little less difficult for you. You know, it's not just you, right? Because most of us, the first thing we do is like, is it me? Is it only happening to me? But when you know that the whole world is, you know, there's a percentage of people that are just going through the same thing you're going through on a day-to-day basis, whether financially, health, you know, family, loss of life, you know, all kind of stuff. It happens to the best of anyone out there. And there's no one that can say I'm immune and it never happens to me, because it happens to everyone and everything can happen to anyone at any given time. There's no like, hey, you know, I can press a button and just avoid all of it. You can't. It's just part of the test in this world, right? And so understanding how to navigate, your ladies have given plenty of ways of how to make it through. How to, and through your first and shared experiences and real life experiences, each one of you has plenty to share. And I think you've concentrated all that in that book with enough solutions that to provide for people to actually hopefully see that beautiful end of the line where you can actually do better. And there's, after hardship, there's always, you know, ease and blessings, right? So as long as you keep that positive. The one thing also I wanted to share as a collective, you know, I think, Amy, we started with this about you guys uniting and the ECHO, you know, acronym, but really you are a team, and in unity, there's strength. I think that's the other part. You all have put in, you know, your pieces, and now as a group, it is an actual powerhouse. I mean, it's really, you know, difficult not to see that, not to get that core message from what you guys are putting out in the world through the conversations and through the book. Now, the book's been published, what, recently, like a couple of months ago, I think, right?
February,
yeah. So it's still a baby book, but you know, now where's the book actually? Is it just Amazon or all the different, you know, as you know, places where people can get books?
For the moment, it's on Amazon.
Okay. Now, is there a possibility to have an audio version of that, or is that in the works?
I've talked about it, and we haven't had time to have that conversation, but I think it's an important conversation to have, and then what's known in the publishing world, expanded distribution. But like I said, we've had a lot going on and we're trying to do a lot of good things. So that's a conversation that probably needs to be had. Yes.
Again, the only reason I say that, because, you know, I always make not a joke, but my wife loves audiobooks. She's more of an audio person. Yeah.
Because of my vision, I've literally taken the world either for pleasure reading. I didn't mean to, but I immensely have about, I know people do it for convenience now for a lot of people, but for someone in my position, I literally took in all of my education from fifth grade on through high school, college, graduate school through audio. Most people are visual learners, or at least how they relate to the world. I'm extremely audible. I literally take in everything so much because my hearing's so much stronger than my sight. So I've always known the value. I don't know if I would have been able to do some of the things that I've done if I didn't have that resource and that tool to be able to absorb and relate to the world in a different format. I can do very much the same thing as everybody else. I just oftentimes have to find another way of doing it, which is for me through audiobooks. So that's why I've always valued them.
Well, listen, it's amazing. I think there's definitely, you know, again, you said it well, you know, not everybody is visual. Some people, you know, love the audio part. I mean, podcasts, right? You know, there are podcasters that don't do the visual. I know initially when you started the show, it was audio and then you kind of went into the video, but it does give different angles for some people like to watch. Some people don't have the time to watch so they can listen. And when you watch, you can still listen. You don't have to literally be physically looking at things, but at the same time, it gives you that option. But you never know, you're on the road, it makes it, you know, a little easier. So there's that. And of course, some people like to sit down and just, you know, in the sunset and or like in a backyard or on the porch and just read the book, and or sometimes before bed, you know, it's a pretty cool thing. So I mean, but the good news is that information is available in various ways, and you know, for each you know, person's appeal, it's available, and hopefully that's the case. Is there an ECHO 2 coming? Anyone? Is that something that's been entertained?
Yes. We haven't talked about that recently. The thing is, each of our episodes right now could be turned into repurposed into a book, technically. But we haven't had that discussion yet.
Well, listen, I mean, but it could be a series, as a matter of fact. I mean, literally, you can, you know, little small books that have the real nuggets. I mean, because I have to say, each one of those, you know, it's amazing. Like, you know, so these shows, I mean, they're really are extracts or summaries of, you know, because I get a lot of authors, right? And we talk about the core, like that, again, the show I referred to before is about a book. And you know, the author is talking about the book and the content, and it's in the health, you know, arena of things. But really, it's he shared all the different nuggets. And then obviously you don't get everything, you know, from a show the way you get it from the book. But you get the highlights, right? You know, the headlines of each and every one of those things that are covered. But you have 11 shows already in, and that could be quite a bit of content to stuff. Obviously, time, you know, it's always going to be a problem. Not a problem, but it's a restriction. And, you know, imagine if we have zero, you know, thing to do and all the time in the world, we can do quite a bit, right? But that's not a luxury, you know, we all have, you know, we still have, you know, to deal with life and everything that comes with it. But listen, it is, you still have a wealth of information that is already there. And frankly, it's recorded. That's the other thing. So it's recorded. It can be easily converted into a written version. You know, as a matter of fact, AI is available these days. You don't even have to do it. You just say, hey, AI, listen to this, you know, and just give us a book of it. I guarantee you can do that. There are actually some advanced AI technology that can do that for you. And it's, you can curate it. You can actually, you know, get a little, you know, more humanizing, you know, touches there. But at the end of the day, you know, like some people are like, oh, AI is dangerous. I mean, there's some, obviously, risk of AI, you know, in some areas, but it does make life a lot simpler and easier. And you can, in the event, like hey, we have content that can be converted in writing. Well, we have speech to text, text to speech, whatever. I mean, you can convert the text in a book, you know, into a video. There's so many things you can do, and it can change the dynamics. You can even have, you know, a little movie clips, you know, generated literally from your shows and books. You know, it's just, you know, the world that we live in. And I know you had a show that talked about AI. So that's the, and you know that there is real potential there. So there's opportunities, you know, and you're still young in terms of the writing, in terms of the show. It's 1 year really in, you know, from the book and the shows now. And, you know, it's just plenty of time. We just got to, you know, take it one day at a time. And I know that you're going to do it. Because you are full of that energy that you want to deliver, and there's plenty, and you already put the content, so it's just a matter of converting. So what else? I know we're kind of restricted on time today, but you know, what else can we share with our audiences, you know, about Echo Desk, the podcast, and Echo the book?
I think Echo 2 is really going to be created by our readers. Echo 2 is going to be a real life dramatization of taking some of our takeaways, our tools and strategies, and really applying even one small one and seeing miraculous change in one's life from a simple smile, from a simple connection with someone, from simple gratitude expressed to somebody else. I talk in my chapters about the, it's called Your Life Matters, a journal of gratitude and celebration. And I would just like to read the last part of a poem that is interlaced throughout my TED talk, and it's the platform of my chapters, which boils down to empathy. It's all about empathy as the path to joy. And this last observation is, the person sitting next to you needs a friend, wants to be a friend, wants to care for you, to comfort you, to understand you, cry for you. The person sitting next to you is a special human being, a divine creation, no different from you, awaiting your attention and your smile. This person is sacred. And that's what we're all about. It's that simple. It's that powerful. It's that unique with every single one of us. That's Echo.
Well, thank you. And, you know, I mean, you're echoing something that's powerful, you know, for all humanity, because at the end of the day, each and every one, you know, to your point, is kind of experiences similar stuff, needs the same tools, need the same, you know, vision and views. And sometimes they just don't get that. And by hearing this message, usually that can make someone feel much better about who they are, where they are, and what their potentials are. I mean, many people sometimes they don't even get told, you know, that they're worth, you know, something or whatever. And we hear these stories all the time. People are being raised in environments, or, you know, they just don't have the support that they need, you know, to get to hear good words like, hey, listen, you can do this, you're worth it and stuff. And then, because there's also negativity in this world. And, you know, I think that's what we're trying to counteract here, is that we want to push so much positivity that the negativity is almost disappearing. Now, I know that's wishful thinking and, you know, evil does exist. But you know, I think I still believe that the power of positivity and good is much stronger than anything. You know, it's like in the Star Wars movies, right? The dark side. We have the actual power, you know, we have the force that is positive, right? You know, so you know, it's amazing, but at the end of the day, each one of us can make a difference in people's lives. And your message of hope and the echo of it, you know, in the world is going to make an impact. I mean, really, that's my feel, you know, at least from the minute we met, that's always been my, how I perceived your group and your work. And you're phenomenally doing a great job, and you continue to do it, and you're committed to it. And that's the thing, like, not everybody can commit to some stuff like, you know, that you're doing right now. It takes a lot, you know, and as I said earlier, it's energy, it's time, it's your work. I mean, just being here, I know you all have things to do today, but you made it, you know, to kind of share these values with our audiences. And really, again, your show is airing now. It's never going to stop. As long as we exist, it's going to exist. And even, let's say, if I don't exist, or, you know, the network hopefully will stay behind, but the legacy on the internet will continue. That's the one thing about, you know, the internet. Once it's there, it's always going to be there. You can't hide it. You know, someone will always find something that is available in the world. You know, when you Google it up, it's going to be there. I don't care what search engine you use, you know, information is available and you can't hide it. And that's a beautiful thing, because, again, that's legacy. I always refer to a good friend that we've lost, you know, a couple of years ago, who was with me on a few shows. We had a series of shows, and he disappeared for a minute, and I wasn't sure what happened. So I kept calling, and I couldn't get hold of him, only to find out, like, a few months later that he was gone. I mean, he passed on. And right now, he has his own little, all his shows are actually on a separate, you know, playlist on my YouTube, and he actually, we have a date, you know, where we you know, we have like a memorial of his shows, and we throw those shows on the radio and that, and we celebrate him and his work. But he is, while he's gone, I mean, his legacy is behind, and when you hear him, you really learn, you know, stuff still, and so that message will continue, you know, forever, and that's really, you know, a beautiful thing, you know, when you know that you are making a difference today, whenever, you know, it's never going to end. Well, so ladies, I think we're just about to wrap up, because I know, you know, again, we're limited in time today. So any additional words or anything you want to share with our audiences?
I think for part of it, and we've kind of touched on some of this, one of the big part that ties to all of the equation of echoing and all the things that we do individually and collectively is, it is mindset, but it's also, we choose to do these things. And sometimes people are like, well, I don't want to make a choice. Well, and not making a choice, you're making a choice, but anyway, that's neither here nor there. But we choose to do the things that matter to us. And so I think that's also part of all the things that we've talked about. If you want to advocate for yourself, that's a choice. If you want to find joy, it's a choice. It's everywhere.
Anyone else, ladies? All right. I guess we're wrapping it out, because I think you all have to places to be and people to see, and, you know, to enjoy the weekend, and hopefully it's a good weather, whatever you are, because I know you're in different parts of the States. Listen, as always, a pleasure having you, and, you know, this is home. We can come back again in a few months and catch up on maybe Echo 2 and the next steps and whatever. But again, you are live. You are continuously going to be here, and this is, you know, really phenomenal work that you do, and I'm always going to endorse it and support it. And I just want to thank you for the work you do, and really for really taking it on the road and making it. I mean, you've promised to go through it, and you did, and you delivered. And again, I think you mentioned, you know, we're walking the walk, and that's really it. A lot of people talk, but not everybody walks the talk, right? So you guys are doing it, and that's always, you know, great to hear. And I think that's what we need. Doing is better than not, that they're just talking in the world, right? So the more positive doing we do, the more we can help people, and you're doing it. So that being said, ladies, you know, it's always an honor and a privilege. I will thank you for being with us and for another great, you know, discussion. And we'll be talking soon, folks, you know, in another show, another day, different guests. And please do check out the Echo This podcast and talk shows on the radio, iHealth Radio, as well as other podcasts, as well as the network, and whatever else you want to watch it, it's everywhere. So just do so. It is every week, 5 p.m. on the radio. That's when it airs the new episodes, or if not, it will be just replays. But again, you can catch all those episodes over and over on the radio or the podcast. So that's all there is. I'm Hurricane H. We'll be talking soon. New day, new show, new topic. Bye for now.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.